Visitors taking the ferry to Lake Erie's popular South Bass Island can see a castle-like structure through the trees on Gibraltar Island across the bay. But they can't go there. The island is owned by Ohio State University and home to a research lab called Stone Laboratory.
Before I filter this...
Recently, a few reporters got to go where usually only scientists go.
The first bucket that I have here has a real fine screen at the bottom.
Lab director Jeff Reuter is taking soil samples from the lake bottom to show some of the latest concerns about blue-green algae, an algae that's toxic to some aquatic life and makes drinking water taste bad. It's been appearing more frequently, and scientists think the zebra mussel might be causing it.
It's kind of like Jello.
What's the different colors in there, Jeff? Is that
something? Great question.
Researchers and students from Ohio State and elsewhere study invasive species, pollution, shoreline erosion, and other ecological lake issues at the lab. The scientists who worked in the lab used to live in the structure next door known as Cook's Castle. The large home was built in the 1860s by the family of Jay Cook. Cook was not a scientist. He was a banker and investment broker, and he played a major role in raising money for the Union Army during the Civil War. Cook came up with the idea of selling war bonds and raised $1 billion for the Union Army. Cook bought the 7-acre Gibraltar Island in 1864 and had his summer home built on it. Ironically, while the Union fundraiser was vacationing on his island, Confederate soldiers were imprisoned on nearby Johnson's Island. Retired Ohio State Administrator John Kleberg has been researching Jay Cook. He says Cook was an avid hunter and fisherman, so Kleberg suspects he would be pleased to see the science lab there today.
There is a penciled correspondence where Cook is complaining about the reduction in the population of the fish, the bass specifically, I think, because people are net fishing, you know, where they're taking too many fish out of the lake. And the bass population, therefore, is decreasing. And, you know, that's not the way you ought to protect the bass population. So obviously, in that context, he was sensitive about the need for conservation and, you know, how we fish and how we protect fish populations and that. So I suspect he would be very pleased with the kind of work that's being done up there.
Cook's daughter sold Gibraltar in 1925 to Franz Stone, whose family donated it to Ohio State. Outside, the four-story limestone turret's crenellated top gives the appearance of a castle. The inner rotunda walls have held up surprisingly well over 140 years. But after years of use, the building is in need of some major repairs. Lab Director Reuter wants to renovate the 15-room building into a conference center.
Cook's, one of his sons was an amateur photographer. And we've got great photos of how the place looked at that time, so obviously that's our goal, to take it back.
The castle includes a spiral staircase, and there's a gorgeous wood-paneled library that overlooks the bay.
And obviously, this will be my office.
Ohio State University is looking for money to make renovations, but that's proved challenging. The castle will never be open to the public. Lab Director Reuter says that's not its purpose.
Oh, no. This would not be used for tourists. This is an education and an outreach facility. So it would be a conference center, but it would be for research conferences, education conferences, Great Lakes management. This will never be open to the public.
It'll cost $2.5 million to make the renovations. If they can find the money, Reuter and the university say Cook's Castle will become an even more important research center, one he expects to draw scientists to study the problems facing the Great Lakes. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Grant.